Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We had a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner. She's CEO and President of Bottom Line Publications and BottomLinePublications.com. Is that right? I always forget that.
BottomLineInc.com.
So, folks, when I mess it up, I get a chance to make a big deal out of it. BottomLineInc.com. Now you won't ever forget it. Hey, Sarah, thanks again for being here. Alan Sinai contributed to your publication recently, and he made a comment about whether he thought President Trump would kill the bull market. What do you think? What does he say?
Alan Sinai, actually, great, one of the top economists, chief global economists at Decision Economics. And he is a longtime contributor to Bottom Line, super, super smart, and actually continues to be very bullish on the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So it was, there's truth in those headlines. And sometimes it's very popular now to write the word Trump into a headline and you figure out what you can do. But Alan Sinai actually is bullish on the market, bullish on what's going on, and what he foresees for the upcoming future. The only reason that Trump could kill the bull market is if these controversies surrounding him crash the dollar, crash the stock market. And in my view, if the consumer confidence falls, that's what's going to be, the killer to all.
Is it appropriate, though? And I'm not trying, I'm just going to be the other side here for a little bit. Just because somebody has to do it. Is it appropriate, though, to say that Trump would do this? Because there's a lot of stuff going on right now. There seems to be increasing concerns and different episodes of all these controversies swirling around Trump, and he seems to be contributing to some of them, but there still doesn't seem to be any evidence of any problems. There just seems to be a lot of accusations. So my point is it appropriate to say Trump is doing this? Or is it appropriate to say that the political class and the media are doing it?
Well, I think that people only know what they see. People only know what they read and what they hear. So no matter what it is, they talk about the witch hunt in Washington, whether they're coming after Trump and the whole Russia thing is totally blown out of proportion. Trump's adding fuel to the fire with his tweets.
No question
about
it.
And he's had his own issues with his, the managing the message and leaks in the White House and all of that.
Yep.
Sinai's point is simply actually that his policies are going in the right direction. The policies of reducing corporate taxes. He wants to reduce personal taxes as well. Whether that'll go through is questionable. But the odds of corporate taxes going through is actually pretty good. So aiming to roll back the corporate taxes will significantly improve the economy. It will drive money into the coffers of the companies, which will then in turn increase hiring, increase wages, all that sort of stuff.
Well, I think you and I would agree on, if somehow Congress will get off its backside and create some kind of reform, healthcare reform, tax reform, that will quiet a lot of other shouting out there.
Without a doubt. And the thing is, there's a lot that's being done in Washington, but no one's hearing about it.
That's because they're reporting on Russia stories instead of
course.
But you know what? There's plenty of room. Most of the reporting that's done today is online anyway. There's plenty of ones and zeros left out there. It's not like they're running out of paper.
They should have a daily ticker of what's been done. So there have been a ton of regulation rollbacks, and the number of regulations that are being introduced. So under Obama, there was, I forget whatever the number is.
3 years in a record, regulations 3 years in a row, the last 3 years. Today, there are no new regulations on the books.
Exactly. And every one of those regulations costs companies money.
Yes.
Right? It's incredibly enormous.
And therefore,
one of the things I heard,
customers.
I was talking to even college, you know, why is college education so expensive? There was a piece in the Wall Street Journal about colleges rolling back their,
yep,
their tuition
that
fees.
Was today. Yep.
The huge number of cost increases for college education has nothing to do with the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with reporting obligations, and it has to do with support, all sorts of support that has to be done for educational, for, you know, individual psychological and emotional issues. Like, there's this whole bureaucratic infrastructure that's been thrown upon the colleges that they've had to hire immense number of administrative people,
mm-hmm,
for. Right? It's the regulations are killing us.
But that's a huge campaign promise that President Trump has been good on, and yet there's no reporting of it.
Well, either there's reporting on it, or it's Trump is.
When I say no reporting,
Trump,
I've been
Trump is you know, the mine, you know, the Dakota pipeline is going to be horrible. You know, the environmental people are jumping all over every one of his regulation rollbacks.
Well, I've been reporting regulation rollbacks since January 20th. Every week I've said something about it, had somebody on to talk about it, just like you're doing right now. So, but there are plenty of things that are happening. I mean, just stopping some of the agencies from doing some of the things they were doing. I mean, I promise you, Cordray's PCSB or whatever, I forgot, the Consumer Protection Bureau organization, I promise you he's been thwarted by the Trump administration. And he's created all kinds of mayhem.
Yes.
They're about to put sanctions on Russia.
Yes.
I mean, that's not for nothing.
No, not at all. Well, going back to the financial markets, though, Jim.
Yeah, quickly.
You know, the fact is there's strength in the market. And that even though the public is hearing all this noise, but the people in the marketplace, the Dow's going up. The markets are going up for a reason. And that's because they really see growth. There seems to be a more solid...
This I got to be honest. This market has got a lot more foundation under it than I ever thought it would have at the level it's at right now. So gonna take a quick break. Right back with Sarah Heiner. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.